and they don't want anything posted in there under $5,000. So you may want to look just for a record keeping for yourself, maybe jump your capitalization policy up to that 5,000, so you're only looking at those accounts for items that might need to be capitalized and tracked. Just a couple things that could help you out. The bigger thing and more important one is, like we had last year, we had GASB 68 come in. The new standard that's on the horizon is GASB Statement 75, and it deals with other post-employment benefits. It's going to be similar to the GASB 68 for the pensions, where you'll be required to pick up a portion of the liability of the other post-employment benefits at the state level. And we talked about how the pension liability, the pension went from 95 basically to 92% funded, and you added $446,000. The other post-employment benefits plan is 4.9% funded. So you can almost imagine what that number is going to be when it comes out in a couple of years. This statement goes into effect for fiscal years starting after June 15, 2017, so it'll be your fiscal 2018 audit. So, bad news to point out, but just so that you're aware, you know, we'll probably talk about this some more next year. With that in mind, though, we've kind of already kind of tried to reach out, and we're meeting with the state auditor, Division of Accounting and Department of Education. One of the things right now is because you are required to report under the government accounting standards. Those standards are the ones that are dictating that you have to pick up these liabilities and report them. Obviously, it can impact your financial framework, you know, unless they go ahead and decide to change these and take these out. But also, it's, you know, two liabilities that go on your balance sheet basically that you cannot control. So one of the things that we've started to kind of try to lay the groundwork for is you're also a nonprofit agency. So we're trying to see if there isn't a way that you can report under the Financial Accounting Standards Board as opposed to the Governmental Accounting Standards Board. You do not have to pick those liabilities up if you report under the Financial Accounting Standards Board. We don't see why there's a reason that you should have to report. You're not a government. You can't tax anybody. You know, you're nonprofits. To give you an example, in Pennsylvania, we have charter schools. They're their own operating entities. Last year, we had two of our three Pennsylvania charter schools switched and picked and went FASB instead of GASB in order to avoid having to pick up that liability. It can have an impact on you if you need to go out for funding because those liabilities are on the books, you know, so obviously anybody looking to give you loans is going to see them if they're on there. If they're not, as you know, if you're reporting under FASB and they're not there, then they don't show as liabilities. You would still disclose how much money you put into the pension plan each year. That wouldn't change. It's still a disclosure now and it would continue.
Both liabilities would be eliminated under the FASB?
Under the FASB, yes, you would not report either one. Just something to think about, something that we're out there trying to push, and I'm sure we'll have some more meetings with the state and probably also through the charter school network as we move forward.
Tim, Denise Westbrook, your recommendations that you're kind of highlighting now, are they written somewhere?
They're in a separate letter, yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I think it came in the email I sent you. If not, let me know, Alan, and I can shoot it down to you.
Okay. Denise Westbrook, any additional questions, discussion? Okay, then I need a motion to approve audit as presented.
Chris Benjamin, motion to accept audit as presented.
Could I have a second?
Steve Burke, second.
If there's no additional discussion or question, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstained? Okay, so moved. Tim, thank you so much. Appreciate the overview.
Thank you for having me.
clarification of the questions that we had. Truly. I would also like, an additional board member came into the meeting about 4:05. Shanta, if you will just acknowledge first and last name, we're being recorded.
Great. Shanta Howard Wilkinson.
Thank you. Okay, then moving on, we'll go into the director's report.
Yes, what we talked about doing, I've talked with Denise about this, as part of the director's report, now that we have a senior class and we have a, we've had a student government, I'd like to have our student council make a monthly report in terms of student activities that we may miss, and so I'd like to introduce Cohen Davis, who is the president of Student Government Association. Cohen, thank you for being here.
Hi everyone, I'm Cohen Davis. I was the president of the student government last year, and I currently am, although we are having elections very soon, so I will be replaced in the next couple of days. So we have a number of things planned for this year. I just wanted to go over some of the big things that we have going on. Homecoming, that will be coming up very quickly. And last year was our first homecoming, which was very successful. Homecoming week, everyone really liked it. And then a number of students thought that the homecoming dance was one of the best of the year last year. So we'll be having that coming up very soon. That will be on October 22nd. And then we'll have Spirit Week preceding that. And we'll have days of various forms of dress with different themes. We're still kind of working out what all of those themes will be, but so far we have ones such as Pajama Day, Twin Day, Red, White, and Blue Day, things kind of like that. We're finishing up our decisions in regards to the specifics with that, but yeah, everyone seemed to really like that this year, so we wanted to continue that. We'll also be having three pep rallies this year, we hope to, and we'll have one around homecoming, which everyone really liked the pep rally last year, so we hope to base this year's pep rallies off of what we did last year. And we're also thinking of involving the middle school in some form, although we're still kind of working out the details as far as that, to see to what extent they'll be involved and how we'll have them as a part of the pep rally and homecoming in general. And there will also be, for homecoming, we want to try to work in some form of a service component. And last year we had a whole day of service. We went around Georgetown and we collected trash for the city. And we wanted to do something different this year. We don't really plan on having a specific day of service, but we still wanted to continue with that tradition. So we'll be having, we'll be planning that, and that should be coming up around homecoming time in addition. This year we'll also be having our first junior and senior prom. And that will be at Baywood, and we made our, I believe it was $500, we made our first deposit at Baywood. And we previously had three different accounts for the various proms for each class. However, we emptied all those accounts and put that all in the SGA fund, which at the moment I believe is just under $12,000. And then from there, the SGA can decide on an amount to pay for the prom, and then the rest will be raised will be raised through ticket sales. And we have also been looking at the possibility of an after party of some sort at the school, but we're also still working out those details as far as where exactly it will be and then if we'll be having it. And then we're still running a school store that is being run in conjunction with the PTO, and the profits being split 50-50. And we still have a certain amount of money in the PTO account to help pay for restocks. But we're selling various school supplies. It's just round over there, if anyone hasn't seen it. But we're selling various school supplies. One of the most popular forms of item are sports apparel. That's very popular, socks, jackets, that kind of stuff. And we do make a fairly steady flow of money through the school store.
And it will be open tonight, correct?
Yeah. Yes, and it's open, I'm not sure.
Tonight,
if anyone wants to purchase anything.
And I'm not sure if it's
It was open last night. It was open. I purchased something, by the way.
And it's open, I'm not sure every Friday, but at least every other Friday. So students from each grade can come buy different forms of items or apparel or whatnot. And the last thing that I want to cover was the dodgeball tournament, which was very successful last year. I know everyone that I've talked to had a really good time, and we raised over $700 for the prom at just the event. So we want to plan another dodgeball tournament, or even multiple this year. And we have the same committee who started planning the dodgeball tournament. We have them working on the details of that. And we think that it would be a cool tradition to do every year, as far as just bringing everybody together at the same time raising money for proms. So that's about all the big events that I have. I don't know if anyone has questions or...
Denise Westbrook, I have one question for you, Cohen. Since your term is ending, what was your most memorable takeaway from being president?
Let's see. Well, it was quite a bit of work. That's one thing that some people might not realize when getting into it. But it was quite a bit of work. But it was cool working behind the scenes. I know we have, the SGA is a very tight-knit group of people, and it's just cool to work behind the scenes with everyone and just plan everything out and make these things happen. It's pretty cool to make these new events like a reality at the school.
Well, thank you very much.
And he certainly was a trail. He and the rest of them were trailblazers.
Thank you for being one of the first, and your leadership and your service. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Any questions? Thank you, Colin. Thanks for coming. Next item is open house. You know, we had open house last night, and we have open house this evening. Hopefully, we had board members here last night. Those of you. Okay, good, because we're going to let you take a role in greeting people, etc. So if you can stay, that will be appreciated. I thought for a high school open house, it was fairly well attended last night. Didn't you, Debbie? Mm-hmm. Or?
Yeah.
So just wanted to bring you up to date on our having the open house. Next item, IDEA awards. Those are, there is a dinner this year. I think in your packet, people should have gotten an invitation. Did everyone in the room get an invitation from the Charter School Network?
No. Not in the packet.
Well, it should have been mailed. If it's not, we will send you a copy of it. I thought, because I saw some envelopes, that everyone had gotten one. I'm not sure why you would not have.
Yeah, last year, some of them were mailed to the school, mm-hmm. but I didn't get any this year. I don't know.
Okay. How many, could I see by a show of hands how many did not get one?
I haven't seen it.
I'm
sure. Okay, all right. Well, let me explain, and I'll get a copy of this before you leave tonight. The Charter School Network has an awards dinner each year, and it is this year. It is held at the Executive Banquet Center in Newark, and I think that's where it was last year.
The last two years. Yes.
We would like to try to get a table if we could. So I would like to know, we'll make sure you get a copy. I would like to know what board members perhaps can attend. It is on October the 6th. It is in Newark. 5 o'clock, there's a reception, and at 6 o'clock, there is a dinner. I have been told, I know not what, last year we got an award. I've been told we're getting two awards this year. For what I know not. We're not supposed to know. So we need to respond.
The awards that we know about are determined based on school data. There are other awards that are given out based on nominations, and we have two nominations going in, at least that I'm aware of, that I initiated. So Alan Stafford So we possibly could get more than just the two.
Okay, all right. RSVP by September 30. When we get to the next item, I'll go out and make a copy of this so everybody, but it is important that if we can, I can, yeah, it's a stretch, I know that it is. But
how big are the tables? Four, six,
no,
eight, 10, 12?
Eight or 10.
Yeah, it was
eight or 10.
I think it was eight. For some reason, eight sticks in my mind.
Yeah.
It's a nice event.
And if you want to go and you want to take husband or wife, that's fine. We'll do that. In other words, the school will do it.
What's the date on that again?
Thursday, October 6th.
October the 6th on Thursday.
Starts at 5.
Dinner's at 6.
Yeah.
Since it's September.
It's Newark. It'll be a carpool, right?
Denise Westbrook.
I drove one.
Since it has a deadline of next week. That's next week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it unreasonable to let Andrea know if you can attend by Friday? I mean, October 6th, the evening of October 6th, just check your calendar and shoot Andrea a message if you can.
And again, I do apologize. I thought every board member got one of these.
We have in previous years. I've always gotten my invite here.
Would have been a good idea.
Maybe it's over.
We have an idea. What did you see? It's what?
I'll just be quiet. I just got it.
Our one award is sitting out on the table. I have it displayed.
What award?
One.
Idea award. There's one sitting out on the table that we received.
We've received several.
Yeah, I know we have, but the one sitting out on
right.
the table.
Okay, so by Friday, we could let Andrea know. Thank you.
Okay, moving on, SAT report. At the State Board of Education, the State Board always has a review of the SBAC data, and then this year, the SAT data. SAT data is becoming more, those are my words. SAT data is now at the level that it is becoming part of the statewide assessment, okay? In the past, the state has always looked at SAT data. However, now it's all part of the system of looking at schools. So I thought the board would be interested in seeing two of the charts that appeared, and they are on the State Board website, as a matter of fact, and they were presented at the State Board at the 15th meeting. On the one, there's a sheet that is gray and white, and looking on one side, you will see the reading and writing scores, the proficiency scores for 2016. So those are the scores for our seniors this year, okay? You will note that in the area of reading, writing, and in literacy, you will note that we had a proficiency rate of 90%. I can't say closest competitor because that's not true. You will notice where we are, and you will notice us in comparison to other schools, high school seniors those aren't just charter schools, but they're charter schools and regular public school districts.
Mm-hmm.
You will then, on the back of this, you will notice the mathematics. And again, I'd like you to look at the first one. They are just knocking it out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
Okay, just wow. Knocking it out of the ballpark, and good for them. We are certainly in the mix. Mathematics is something that we are working on, we'll continue to work on. we are working at our middle school mathematics, and we're working at our high school mathematics. So we are pushing our kids to get more proficient in math and in higher mathematics. So we did well. I can't sit here and tell you I wouldn't like us to do even better, because I would. I think all of us would. But in relatively, we did very, very, very well. The other piece of paper that you have in front of you, and is just a comparison between, this was something that was sent to me by the head of the Charter School Network, just simply shows another picture of us. One of the things that becomes important here is that the state of Delaware had a standard setting component. They took all the scores, all the SAT scores, and they set a standard to put them into a 4, a 3, a 2, or a 1. So this particular information that I've provided you shows, for instance, for us, 35.9% of our kids would have been, exceeded the standard. 53.85 would have met the standard. 10.26 would have been below the standard at a 2 level. Now, one of the things I would caution all of us in our kind of zeal to really feel good about this, we don't have a very large sample size, okay? So I don't know how that sample size, a larger sample size, I don't know where that will put us. But it's something that we are conscious of, and it is something that the state is certainly measuring us by. Us and everybody else in the state. The other next item is 8th grade parent exit. We do give an exit survey to 8th grade parents. These are the results. I won't comment on them right now, except to say that it's fairly lengthy. You will want to read through it. We did not have, I don't know if the sample size, I don't, because it's a pretty small sample. There were 10 people who responded, and so these are the results of what 10 people think. So you can read that if you have questions, ask them or ask them at the next meeting. Or
does anyone decline, or is it just, I mean, is it a, would you please fill this out?
Yes, yeah. And but, if you but get,
this is Alan Stafford. 10 responses is about 20 to 25%
of the
exiting students, because 60 some stayed. Mm-hmm. So by the end of the year, there were 120 maybe.
If you get 5% on a survey document, it's probably pretty good. But I don't know. I can't tell you mathematically what it means. But this information has been shared. Specifically, I share it also with 8th grade, because again, it's
the team.
Because it's the end. It's so the 8th grade team has seen this information. Professional development. Just wanted to remind you of two things. Number one, that we do have in place this year professional development time on certain date on throughout the month, where the youngsters are going home early, okay, and that is on the calendar. That's one item I want to remind you of. The second thing is that we do have a new math program. And our math teachers are working to, in the middle school, and our math teachers are working to learn more about the new math program. They're going to have a person from the company in on one of our October in-service days. Also wanted to mention to you that our high school teachers have also been attending and will be attending, Debbie, and even Debbie, if you want to comment about it, some activity for the International Baccalaureate. Did you just want to mention about where they are? And
We're sending a handful of non-IB teachers to a condensed IB training so that they can become more familiar with the IB program in 11th and 12th grade.
And it's nearby, which makes it terrific for us. Nearby in Annapolis, right now, close.
I think it's Fairfax.
Fairfax, okay. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Patricia, this is Steve Burke. This is just ongoing quality control. I mean, the document like this, the exit interview, is just so you're aware mm-hmm. of things and you can address them appropriately. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just an internal mechanism for us.
And what do you do with it? I mean, you share it, but what do you do? Is there, I mean,
would
it's
probably,
just an awareness item?
It's an awareness item and would pay attention if we think, pay attention in terms of changing something if we thought there was something significant. You know, of course, anytime we see positive comments, we say, oh, goody, goody.
Yeah, right.
If we see something that maybe is not as positive, we try to say, well, is that a single person issue? Is it a multiple issue? Is there something we need to do differently?
Have you had that reaction to any of this?
Haven't had. This particular document has just been shared recently.
Okay.
Prior to giving it to the board, even though it was compiled earlier, it wasn't something that, it was something that they've gotten very recently. It wasn't given to them the first day they got back from school.
Denise Westbrook, it's pretty standard practice, and it's more along the line of attrition, and as Trish shared, really is trends. You're just really looking at trends. You know, yeah, if you find positive, that's great, but you're actually really looking to see, okay, are they leaving because of something we did? And if it's, you know, one and done, okay, but am I going to see it year after year after year? So right. To Trish's point, it's a small end, it's a one time, we're really just going to have to kind of follow over time if you're really going to take true action with it.
That makes sense.
I think the bigger picture that we should be looking at is that the trend is not to exit.
Yeah, correct, right.
So mm-hmm. that's what we want it to happen. Is it happening because we're collecting this data and perhaps making some small changes? Or is it happening because we're a growing school mm-hmm. and more amenities are being made available to the students? I think the latter is probably what's happening, and that we'll continue to see the trend increase that more and more stay each year.
Not give the survey. Yeah. Nobody exits. Thank you, Trish.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Alan, you want to take monthly board financial? Or Steve and or? Whomever.
I mean, I can acquiesce to Alan on this. What I would say is, and I think we're going to discuss it in executive session, is from a 2 months in doesn't really make a trend, right? But revenue collection versus prior year is down fairly significantly, and I think we're going to discuss that later due to district funding, and I think it's a timing thing, but I'm not sure yet. From an expense perspective, we're trending favorably versus the budget, but again, 2 months is not a trend. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of timing, you know, with some of the assumptions in the budget. What I was going to say is I think Alan and I have been dialoguing. I think, you know, I have some ideas that might make the financials a little bit easier to digest and a little more relevant to the budget in a particular month. So maybe the formats will help us understand and identify trends and issues, but at this point in the year, I mean, I think the financials are right where they need to be. It's favorable versus last year on expenditures. We haven't made adjustments yet to the budget. I think Alan and I are gonna sit down and probably try to come up with an annual calendar of when we're going to, you know, formally update the budget, bringing in, you know, some known changes, compensation, some of the things at the end of the year that we approved and so forth. And we'll lay that out. So hopefully next time I'll have a financial calendar to share with you guys. I'd also like to weave in kind of a regular 3 to 5 year projection process in the year so that we feel confident as we move forward that the structure is firm. So we'll share more about that when we meet.